The men who are rising up against Stephen in opposition, they're not rising up because there's no proof that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. They're rising up because of their hard hearts and because they love their sin. This is the truth we need to understand. For most people who reject Jesus, it is not a matter of proof. For most people who reject Jesus, it's not a matter of proof. You hear people talk about this all the time if you pay attention to this sort of thing. Well, just give me a proof for the existence of God. If you could just devise some sort of argument to prove to me that God exists, that Jesus died on the cross for me, that Jesus is raised from the dead. History proves that fact. Proof is everywhere. You just go look outside at creation. That didn't just come into existence. There's no act of randomness or chance where this comes about. The proof is everywhere. People's rejection of God is not because they don't see the proof. It's because they suppress the truth in unrighteousness. They love their sin. They love their darkness. And so they run away from light unless their deeds be exposed. You will never argue somebody into heaven. You will never argue somebody into heaven. If someone believes in Jesus, if they call out for God to forgive them of their sins, it's not going to be because, man, that argument was airtight. That's not how it happens. If somebody believes in Jesus, it is because the Holy Spirit of God has done a supernatural work in their heart where he took out that heart of stone and he put within them a heart of flesh. He made them alive. He looked at somebody like me, dead in my trespasses and sins, in the casket of my own actions, and he says, "You rise up out of that. And you walk." I'm so thankful that God made me to rise up and walk in newness of life in Jesus. That wasn't because I got smart. That wasn't because I got convinced. That was because I got converted by the Holy Spirit. Because God woke me up. We don't argue people into heaven. So we're free to be gracious with people. By all means, have sound arguments. By all means, present the manifold witness of the proof of the living God and the resurrection of Jesus. You're not short on evidence, believe me. But just understand that the Holy Spirit is the one who changes a person's mind. For most people, their rejection of God is not a matter of proof. It's a matter of the hardness of their heart and the stiffness of their neck. They just don't want God. It's not that they don't believe. The fool says in his heart, there is no God.